Mr. Schmidt, hello.
Hey, good morning, Ken. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine. Where are you today?
Well, I'm not too far from you. You're in Wenatchee, right?
We're in Wenatchee, and are you in Oregon? Are you in Hines?
Actually, I'm in your state of Washington. I'm in Ephrata.
Ephrata.
Ephrata. Well, I got it close.
Ephrata, you're just down the road. You're like about 45 minutes away from me here. So
yes, sir.
Oh, great. Great.
Yes,
what,
sir.
What brings you to Washington? Are you on a tour?
Well, yes, I am. We've came in Thursday evening, and we're on a tour of the American Legion in the state of Washington, and we flew into Spokane, and we're working our way across, and going to end up in the Seattle area, where we'll depart and head to Georgia. So we've been visiting some posts along the way, and last night we were in Post 28 here, and had a nice dinner, and got to speak to the American Legion family, which not only includes Legionnaires, but the American Legion Auxiliary, and of course the Sons of the American Legion and the American Legion Riders. So
wow,
we had a great time last night. Got to see the Department of Washington's oratorical champion, state champion, who oratorical's a speech contest on the Constitution of the United States, and got to meet a young man who has raised over $130,000 to enable World War II veterans to go on those honor flights up to Washington, D.C. to see their memorial. So it's been an awesome tour thus far, and we still got a day or two left here, and we're having a great time visiting some great American Legion families here.
Are you going to be making it into Wenatchee?
I think we're going to be there tonight.
Oh, great. Marvelous.
We're pretty close in that vicinity, I believe.
Then I'll let the producer know that we will air this today. So we'll, because I was going to air it next week, getting closer to Memorial Day, but we'll air it today, so people will know about that. So, marvelous. Great. Let's get started here, because Memorial Day is coming up, and let's talk about the American Legion. For those who don't know, I mean, we all know about the American Legion, but maybe we don't know about some of the things it does, like that oratorical contest. What exactly does the American Legion do?
Well, Ken, the American Legion started in 1919 as a result of the concerns of the leadership of the American Expeditionary Forces, led by Teddy Roosevelt, Jr., of who's going to take care of the boys when they go back home. And, of course, the World War I, like any war, was a brutal war that left many those doughboys physically and mentally harmed. And at that time in our history, there was not a system to take care of them once they got home. And, of course, that World War I was the first war that America had fought on foreign soil. So as a result of their concerns, those doughboys caucus in Paris, France, on March 15th through the 17th, and thus the American Legion was born. And from March of that year to November, over 700,000 veterans joined the American Legion, and they formed over 5,000 posts across America. And, of course, today we have 2.2 million members, over 13,000 posts that are not only in the United States, but in Europe and also in the Philippines and Western Pacific and Guam and Puerto Rico and Mexico and the District of Columbia, of course. But what we do is we advocate for veterans, their families, and also our United States of America. And we have youth programs, as I mentioned, the oratorical contest, speech contest of the Constitution, American Legion baseball, boys state. The American Legion Auxiliary has girls state, of course. We have junior shooting sports, Boy Scouts. And then we also, as I said, advocate for veterans through our programs with working with the VA. And so we do a lot of things. And in addition to being out in the communities, and you mentioned Memorial Day is coming up, and I suspect there will be many posts right here in Washington that will honor and remember those who served and, in many cases, sacrificed by ceremonies and also placing flags on their graves and so forth. The American Legion family does a lot of wonderful things, and I'm just honored to be associated with so many great people.
Commander Schmidt, I'm down to just a couple of minutes here. Let's talk about what are some of the issues that are facing veterans and Legion members today? What are they needing?
Well, I think veterans, you know, we're always concerned about the health of the VA system itself. It's the largest healthcare system, and of course, the VA not only does healthcare but also education and career counseling and so forth, and
of
course the claims
too.
Process, the appeals process. But you know, we got a new secretary of the VA, Dr. David Shulkin, who has some new thoughts and new initiatives of how he wants to improve the VA. I've met with him a couple times, and one of his goals is to make it the VA even better. And of course, we, being friends of the VA, you know, we're going to work with them as we always do. But also, as friends, we're going to tell them when things aren't working as well as we did in 2014. Improved health care is always a concern, and also accessibility to health care is a concern. I think the quality of health care has gotten much, much better as a result of some of the initiatives that the American Legion has shared with, or concerns rather. And also the accessibility continues to get improved and getting better, particularly those in the rural area through telehealth and so forth. So we're going to continue to work with VA and hopefully improve and take care of the men and women who not only serve this country but are serving and will serve in the future. So, and the non-Legion member, family member, can help us by notifying their respective congressional representatives to share with them their concerns about the care of a grateful nation should give our heroes who have served us so honorably.
Commander Schmidt, I know I've got to let you go here, but let's get a website out where people can find out more. Is it legion.org?
Yep, www.legion.org, and we're also on Facebook and also Twitter.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, Commander Schmidt, I thank you for a few minutes out. Thank you for your service. Thank everybody for their service, and happy trails to Wenatchee tonight, huh?
Oh, I hope so. I'm pretty sure that's where we're going, and I look forward to it.
Okay. Take care, Commander Schmidt. Thanks for a few minutes out. Take care.
All right. Thank you much, Ken.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.